This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 12, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. ANN learned Monday afternoon that Atom Aircraft, which last month shut down its plant in Ogden, Utah, to conserve cash while waiting for its next round of financing, has now shut down operations at its Colorado facilities as well. Sources close to the company say there has been no bankruptcy filing and called any rumors of such premature. You'll find more details and continuing coverage in print form at aero-news.net. In what the Bush administration has long considered a major piece of unfinished business, the Defense Department announced Monday six detainees at Guantanamo Bay will be tried for roles in the September 11th terrorist attacks. The government will reportedly seek the death penalty for all six. The trial will be held at the U.S. Guantanamo Bay detainment facility and is expected to be watched intensely worldwide. In addition to evidence expected to expose the inner workings of Al-Qaeda, the proceedings will also draw attention to interrogation techniques used by the CIA. In particular, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's confession to masterminding the plot was obtained using waterboarding, a technique which simulates the sensation of drowning to create panic and which is described by some critics as torture. The convening authority must officially find the government's evidence to represent probable cause before the trial can be scheduled. The prosecution is asking for one combined capital trial for all six men. Neighbors of the Valkaria Airport in Palm Bay, Florida, have criticized the concentration of pilots and other aviation enthusiasts on the airport's advisory board. So, as Florida Today reports, Brevard County Commissioner Chuck Nelson appointed Janice Walters to the board. Walters has been an active airport opponent. Neighbors are pleased, but supporters are horrified. Commissioners voted unanimously to adopt an airport master plan last August after 15 public hearings characterized by hyperbole on the part of some airport opponents. Two runways at the former military satellite training field will get much-needed repaving, and a new parallel taxiway and hangars will be built for up to 100 planes. For her part, Walters says that despite her history with the board, she supports Valkaria's use as a small recreational facility. As British Airways plans the June debut of its new Open Skies transatlantic subsidiary, BA pilots are preparing for a strike just in time to disrupt the Easter holiday. London's Daily Mail reports many of the 3,200 pilots working for BA fear the airline plans to massively outsource flying duties on Open Skies to pilots with less training for lower pay, then pressure its mainline pilots to accept lower wages too. The airline counters that there are no changes planned to existing pilots' terms or compensation, which it describes as among the best in the industry, and says Open Skies represents an historic opportunity to strengthen and grow the business, benefiting customers and staff. Results of the pilots' vote are expected to be announced on Wednesday next week, and the strike could start by the end of the month. In the U.S., pilot union representatives at Delta and Northwest have reportedly been briefed on details of a merger proposal. Bloomberg reports the two airlines hope to avoid the debacle which ensued when pilots of America West and U.S. Airways battled over seniority list policies following the merger of those two carriers. Neither the companies nor the Airline Pilots Association commented to Bloomberg, but industry sources still say an official announcement of the merger could come as early as the end of this week. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Avadyne brings a new FMS option to light jets. Boeing could be held liable for F-15 defects. And astronauts prepare to install the Columbus module. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Earl Lawrence, VP of Industry and Regulatory Affairs for the Experimental Aircraft Association. We'll talk about what options remain for fat ultralight owners who missed the deadline to register their planes as experimental light sport aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.